Reading the other side's messages by flag or telegraph became a preoccupation as well. Sometimes, in fast-moving maneuvers, Union and Confederate troops had access to the same lines, or enemy telegraph stations were captured to intercept reports and send out false ones. Each side suspected the enemy was constantly wiretapping its lines, although the cases of successful interceptions were actually infrequent. To protect what did go over the wires or was waved from mountaintops, the North and South employed primitive codes or ciphers, where words, phrases, individual letters, or numbers were replaced with other words, letters, numbers, or symbols. Anson Stager, a former Western Union Telegraph Company superintendent, developed a simple word transposition cipher McClellan and Pinkerton used, which the Confederates were never able to break. Rebel commanders entrusted their important messages to the Visionnaire substitution cipher, developed by a 16th-century French diplomat, which the Union soon broke because Confederate telegraphers often used it improperly. Southern leaders also had private codes they did not share with other states. On the Union side, when there was no time to encipher messages in emergencies, telegraph operators simply wrote words backward or garbled them with phonetic spellings. America was fascinated with photography. Soldiers by the thousands posed stiffly for photos in their uniforms before marching off to war, and combat photographers would rivet the nation's attention with shots of battlefield dead. Pinkerton saw an intelligence value with the pictures. Alexander Gardner, the manager of Matthew Brady's studio in Washington, joined the detective Secret Service to covertly photograph enemy troop encampments and future battlefields. Gardner's topographical photographs were also used to draw maps, which at the war's outset were notoriously unreliable.